Hello, everybody. What's good? What's going on out there? It's your boy Eli, or E, however you want to call me. Got the podcast with the best podcast. Let that be known. No, I'm just playing. Gotta hype myself up. But how's everybody doing today? Today's Thursday, right? Thursday. My boy said Thursday. It's Thursday today. You know what I'm saying? Thursday, good day. My weekend starts early because, you know, I got the next, like, what is it, 4 days? Yeah, 4 days off. So, you know, shouts out to the job, looking out for your boy. So I got the next 4 days off. But before, you know, I go out for the weekend, I'm not going to have, like, no crazy weekend, you know. I'm going to still be doing my episodes, still recording, still editing, still working. As y'all should be doing, too. Don't get lazy. But I just want to get this out of the way because just in case things come up or I do wind up going out of town or something like that, I had this episode out to give y'all guidance and everything. I just want to talk about today is, so basically how I got this conversation was, one of my friends, you know, no names, but basically my boy was like, yo, you know, he was just asking me, he's like, how do you retain yourself? How do you, pretty much, we were just talking about, you know, females, women, or typical guy stuff, and sex came up, and he was like, yo, like, you know, you can have sex anytime you want. I feel like, you know, how do you not do that? Like, how as a man, just speaking in general, like, retain that, or just anything? And then this episode's not just on sex, but it's basically the episode's about what do you feed yourself. So I told him, I was like, well, what do you feed yourself? Like, what do you put in you? He's like, what do you mean? Like, I'm not putting, I'm eating pussy. I'm like, all right, bro. If you eat pussy, then that's what you're putting yourself. You're feeding yourself what you want. And that's why you can't retain. That's why you can't hold back. And then he looked at me like I'm crazy. Like you gay or something like that, bro? Like, what? And I'm like, looked at him like, nah, it's just, you got to know what's your cap off. You got to know what to feed and when to feed yourself and how to feed yourself and how to properly do it. It's like a diet. You can't just put junk in your life. You're going to get junky results. You're going to be big. If you don't eat enough, you end up skinny. You know what I'm saying? Like, too much is, you know, gluttony, you become big, obese. So it's just like, there's factors to both, because not enough, you know, you're anorexic, you're losing weight, you know, you're malnourished. Too much, you're obese, you're overweight, you know, you gotta lose weight, high cholesterol, high blood pressure. So it's like, there's pros and cons to each thing. You know, yeah, you're skinny, you might have like a nice little body, but really you're like, your body inside's like, yo, feed me, bro, feed me, sis, like, I'm hungry. Overweight, your body's like, hey, like, you just ate 30 minutes ago, bro. I'm still processing that food, stop eating. So it's like, it's both sides, just like comes to anything. I forgot who, but I was out and this girl was like, she saw me drinking. She was like, you drink like a fish. And I was like, it don't hit me yet. And she's like, because you don't know when you don't know when to cap off, because it's gonna hit you the back end, it's delayed. She said, your tolerance is too high, you've been drinking too much. And I was just like, dang, that hit me as I sip my tea. But for real though, like, think about it. What are you feeding yourself? And it hit me. I'm like, what am I feeding myself? So I wrote down in my journal, like, every negative thing. And I broke down. I had a couple moments. I had some deep cries. I had some shakes. I was like, man, like, I'm beat up, you know? So what I did was I saw what I was feeding myself, good and bad. And my bad, like, my negatives was just out the water. I'm like, y'all allow all this in my life? Like, how am I alive right now, you know? And it just stuck to me. I was just sitting there thinking. And I'm just like, man, like, wipe my face, you know, wipe the tears away, bounce back to that heat, like, you know what you gotta do now. Like, you really gotta start feeding yourself some good food, some better product. So what I started doing was I wrote down things. I was like, what are you allowing yourself to see? What do you allow yourself to see? Because, you know, you say your eyes is your window to your soul. It's like the gateway to you. That's how, like, your eyes is like a window. That's why they said, like, hey, don't go to bed watching scary movies tonight. Don't watch those demonic movies. It's a soul. Like, you're literally letting that into you. And I believe that because it's like what you see, you process. It's like a direct window to you. If you don't believe me, I'm gonna put this movie on Prime Video. Costs like $4. Do it. Please do it. Please do it. Matter of fact, if you subscribe to me, follow me, let me know, and show me proof, I will cash that, be the $5 myself, so you can watch that movie just because it's that good. Dead ass, no cap, I would do it. So basically, it's called I Origins, and it's called I, like the letter I, and then space, and then origins. And it talks, so basically, this dude, I don't remember the movie too, I gotta watch it, but basically, this guy's talking about, the movie's based about how the I is like a passage to, you know, to another life. Like, it's kind of almost like reincarnation. It's crazy because they broke it down. Basically, they're trying to find this one set of eyes from this person, and they think this they're trying to test this theory. And then, you know, movie goes on, you start finding out more and more how your eyes are really linked to you. So that's why I started right there off the jump. And your eyes are right next to your third eye, your pineal gland. That's how you dream. That's how you kind of project. That's how you visualize. That's how you kind of, I think that's how you got kind of get your imagination, your creativity too from. So it's like, what do you put it? What do you like to see? Are you watching porn all day? You know, are you watching, you know, like old sex videos of you in the past or somebody in the past? Are you watching, you know, people go out, do drugs? Are you watching movies about crime and violence all the time? What do you allow yourself to see? Same thing in your environment, your neighborhood. You go out. Are you going outside? You see people on the stoop just chilling all day, being lazy. You see people procrastinating. You see people always making excuses, always complaining. You allow that. You hear that. So what you see, you're like, okay, if I'm seeing it, it's the normal. This is what it is. And then if you start finding yourself doing that. Like me, I can low-key get depressed so easy. Not depressed, but like so, like just if I see something and it kills my mood, I'm like, all right, I'm done for the day. Like I literally have that problem. I'm battling with it like every day because it's like I know I got work to get done. I know I gotta record. I know I got this, I got that. I know I gotta get this situation. I know I gotta pack up. I got so much things that me as a person, me as Eli, that I have to get done in a certain amount of time. But I allow so much just, you know, stuff that I seen and thought that was normal. I kept seeing it and I'm like, oh yeah, work itself out. Oh yeah, but time does work itself out. But there's some things you gotta put the work in and you can't just sit back. So what do you allow yourself to see? Then is what do you allow yourself to do? So if you see somebody doing drugs, are you gonna allow yourself to do drugs? That's what I'm trying to get at. What are you feeding yourself? If you feed yourself drugs, you're gonna have a bad body. You're gonna be terrible. Your mind's gonna be messed up. It's not good for your soul. Your equilibrium's all off. You're not feeling balanced. You're not feeling like you're not feeling grounded. You know, you're not feeling grounded to the earth. You just kind of just floating the whole time, just coasting. And that's a good feeling. But after a while, you're going to be like, yo, like I'm kind of losing my shit. I'm starting to spiral out of control. I'm floating too much. So you got to ground yourself. Are you allowing yourself to have sex too much? Back to what I was saying before, I told my boy, I'm like, look, test yourself. Go 3 days. Don't have sex. Don't masturbate. Don't do nothing. Don't even watch porn. He said, 3, that's easy. I'm like, we'll see. Two days. I hit him up. He forgot too. I was like, what you doing, bro? Let's go. Let's link up. Like, pull up. This man hit me up. I was like, I'm with Shorty. I said, there it is. And he goes, ooh. I'm like, yeah, you got caught. So I already know what's up. So I was like, that was only 2 days. He said, look, I'll pull up and I'll tell you. So he pulled it to me. What happened? I'm like, look, you're allowing yourself. I'm like, I don't give you 3 days. That was easy. I wasn't give you a week or go 2 weeks and see how long you last. So sometimes you got to set goals for yourself to really push yourself to build a habit of not allowing things and when allow things. If you have a girlfriend or you're married, that's perfect. Like, then, you know what I'm saying? That's what y'all do. So it's normal, but don't do it too much, because too much is something you're gonna hit that. I say this, like, you reach that high and you want to attain that high. You won't ever get that same high. You just won't. So when you get that nut, you get that orgasm, that climax, like, man, I need that. That's what I told him. Like, you must have had a good nut one day and now you can't stop finding that nut. You're like a squirrel trying to find the biggest nut. It's not gonna happen. It is not. So I told him, get that out of your head. You got to feed your soul and feed your mind. So I was like, yo, stop watching porn if you have a porn addiction. I was like, stop going out and drinking. I'm like, you know what it is when you drink. You start getting loose, start getting a little friendly, start getting more confident. You pull up on a person, they look good, he look good, whatever. And next thing you know, things lead to other things and boom. So you really got to stop putting yourself and allowing yourself in these vulnerable states. So eventually, yes, you got to conquer your fear. Yes, eventually you got to overcome it. But you can't sit here and tell me the first thing you're gonna do is, okay, you know what? I know I have a porn addiction. I know for a fact that I can work on this. I'm gonna test myself, right? And you live with like porn stars who record on the daily, or you or you're like, oh yeah, let's go watch this movie that came out and it's filled with just sex on sex. You know, it's like you didn't expect it to be like that. It was an action movie, but like throughout the movie it's like intense sex scenes and those things just trigger you. So it's like, there you go, putting yourself in this environment. Yes, you're not physically in it, but you're watching and you're allowing yourself and your body and your subconscious is processing. You're like, okay, boop, boop, your brain's wiring it, everything's taking in details, breaking it down. You're like, okay, cool. You did that movie. Wow, it was a good movie. Yeah, the action was good. But subconsciously, you think your brain's like, yo, you saw that sex scene, right? Yeah, she had a big butt, right? Yeah, you like that. You saw, see what I'm saying? So that right there is already your subconscious. Literally, well, give it a day or two. You're going to find something. You're going to be like, yo, like, you're going to have sex. I told him, like, stop doing that. You got to feed yourself. So he's like, how can I feed myself? I'm like, retain. If you know this person is your kryptonite when it comes to that, stay away from them. He did that. He went a week and a half. she was pissed, but he did it, and he told her later on, she was like, why don't you tell him I would have supported you? So that right there, he would have been good, but that's just something that you got to do. You got to watch what you're feeding yourself every single day. Every day. If you know you like to drink a lot, cut back a little bit. You know, that's why I did. I know I had a drinking problem, but I had to look in the mirror. I was like, maybe Eli, you might be an alcoholic. Maybe you do you like to have too much fun at times. You do gotta control, you know? You may need to tone it back. So I did. Now I kind of pushed that, just keep on the weekends. Don't do the weekdays. Just last weekend, oh my gosh, boy. I thought it was big dogs, the Super Bowl. Shout out Tampa Bay, you know what I'm saying? Tampa Bay. So anyway, I know people mad at that. But I went out with some friends. We're doing good. Everybody's having a good time. It was fun. We're drinking. My go-to drink's on Long Island. People know me, Long Island, so I need it. I'm good for the night. I'm in the trees and I'm feeling the breeze between my knees because I'm good, baby. Give me a Long Island. I'm in there. What to do, baby? But so I got the Long Island. I got one. Boom. Second round came. That's the second one. Boom. This is what got me. People want to start buying shots. And I know me, I love shots. I don't care, shout. This is a shot with it. I mean, Henny, I ain't messing with it. But if it's a shot, whatever, F it, doesn't matter. But that was me. That's what I was doing. So we started mixing. Shots came clear. Long Island was dark. So I'm like, man, so I'm just going back and forth. So I woke up the next morning. I'm like, yeah, I feel good. 11:30 came instantly. Everything just came like a wrecking ball. Just, man, I'm fucked me up. I was down. I had a two-day hangover, bro. 2 days. You know why? Because I just fed myself with junk. I was fed myself with just alcohol, having fun at that time, that temporary gratitude. It was a great time. I don't regret it. But at the same time, I know I should have been like, Eli, slow down. You're drinking too much. This is gluttony now. Like, you know it's going to hit you. That's the thing. I feel like when I start drinking, I need to start feeling it. You know what I'm saying? But my tolerance, because I've been drinking so long now, I know that I need to drink more. But I also need to pace myself. Same thing, have a sex drive. Shit, I know I do. Who don't like to have sex? It's the damn near the best thing out there. It's like, who doesn't like to eat food? You know, food puts up the same sensations in your brain when you're having sex. That's why when some people eat, they say, wow, this is better than sex. Because your brain is literally thinking like, okay, I remember the sensation when I was doing this. It's crazy how food is linked to that, right? Watch what you eat, because the hormones and all the GMOs they put out there, it's genetically modified. So it's like they're tricking your DNA. They're tricking your hormones. So it's like, do your research. I'm telling you, you'd be surprised. Do your research. Good documentary, The Food That Built America. That'll put you on some game right there. That will put you on right there. The Food That Built America. Look that up. But that's what I'm trying to get at. So don't do too much. You got to find a balance. You got to feed yourself an equal diet. You got to feed your soul what you need. Not this goal is good and bad, and sometimes you might need that bad in a weird way. You might need that because it could be like a lesson you need to learn. That could be like it could be a blessing. Oh man, that was almost bad. I kind of got in trouble, but I didn't get in too much. I got out of it. Now I know. So sometimes you do need that bad in life. You need good and evil. It's just that balance. So you know, alcohol, for instance, you like to drink. Smoking, whatever, cool. I'm not against this, is what it is, but don't keep doing it to the point where you get strung out, you get lazy, or it hinders you, or it literally makes you incapacitated to even achieve your goals or get up and do something, because now you're really sitting here not feeding yourself nothing. So what I do now, instead of Monday through Friday, I'm really killing water. Like, I kill water. I won't even try to drink no juice unless I eat a meal, and then even after that meal, I just drink a bottle of water. So that way I know when the weekend comes, I'm like, all right, you know, I had a good weekend. Let me get my liver. Let me get my body like 3 or 4 days. Let me feed myself something good. Let me put something good in my life. For instance, education. Education is good. But too much of it, you might overload your brain. You start getting like, you know, brain blasted, brain fried. Feed yourself something different. Try a different skill. Instead of learning, let's say you're a doctor, you learn about the bodies and the organs. Learn something crazy. Let me learn some music. Let me know how to play an instrument. You know, if you start learning to play an instrument, you open up a whole nother side of your brain and other gifts that you probably don't even realize. That's how I got into painting at a young age. I used to play the violin as a young kid. So as I got older, I started seeing paintbrushes and paint. I'm like, this is kind of like playing the violin to me. And boom, I started painting. I haven't painted in a long time. I picked it back up recently, but that's what I know what I got into. So I feed myself that. I feed that in me, my creative side. You got to start feed that inner voice, that inner gut. You know that gut feeling you had? Feed that. If you know that it's not a good thing, go with it. I'm not feeling this. I don't know if I should do this. Let me pull out. Let me not commit to this. Let me not make this decision. Let me not go for it. Let me just pull back and not before I go down this dark path and set myself for failure, let me set myself for success. Let me feed myself something good instead of feeding me that bullshit, that negativity. So yeah, listen to yourself and feed your soul. So a couple things you can do to feed your soul and to help you out that I recommend and that I have tried and I have done. Abstinence, one thing. I did it. I really trying to put my mind to it. I went a couple months. I was proud of myself. And that's no, like, masturbating. That's, like, nothing, like, at all. So I was good. And I don't ever masturbate. Like I can hit up, like, cut my exes, but, yeah, he just don't do that. Like, that's just something that young age tried it. Cool. That's what it is. After that, I was like, you know what? There's girls out here. So it's like, that's just me, but I don't really need to get into detail all that. But, yeah, for real, I'm not. That's just me, and it wasn't even that hard, you know. You just gotta separate yourself a little bit, kind of gotta isolate yourself. I stayed on social media. I gave that up because I was like, yo, I kept feeding myself these images, these ideas, these goals I'm supposed to be. I'm like, Eli, you're only fucking 25, dude. This dude is 30 something plus years old. Of course he has that. Or this chick is a Instagram model. Or this guy does this. He's an athlete. Like, I'm not there. So I had to cut that out of my head. This false image of me not being there. I was feeding myself this false image that I'm not where I need to be in life. And I'm like, Eli, it's a marathon, not a race. You're on your marathon. He might be on mile 22. I'm still on mile 8. You see what I'm saying? And meanwhile, I'm skipping all those miles to get to mile 22. Like, no. Like, you're on mile 8, bro. Keep going. So that's one thing. So try, if you like to smoke, shit, who don't like to smoke? Everybody like to smoke. I like to smoke. Who don't? But my thing is this. You got to do it within reason. You know what I'm saying? You got to pull back. Do too much, that's gluttony, that's greedy, that's just overstuffing yourself. And in the end, you're not going to ever achieve that high or that climax or whatever. You're going to get it that one good time, and that might be your top, your cap off. And it might be months, years, weeks, days, who knows, till you reach it again. And that's where we're always going to. So once you find that good high, that good feeling, that positive thing that you're feeding yourself, that you're feeding your soul, eat, and don't stop eating. Don't do too much, but when you feel it, go ahead and get a little greedy in that moment. Go ahead and get a taste. Feel that glory. Feel that victory. Feel that achievement. Wow, I went 2 weeks. I did it. I'm enjoying myself. Wow, I went a month, or I did it. Or celebrate yourself. Pat on the back. Now, don't go out in the streets and act all crazy. And then, you know, you start doing all this and the third. You start adding on more junk to you. But definitely, definitely embrace yourself to the point where you're like, okay, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and do what I have to do. I did it. And I made it. And that's gonna be your day. So this weekend, y'all be safe. Go out and have fun. Cause I know I'm having my fun. Low key, I ain't gonna lie to you, I got a little bit of a head start. But yeah, just do things in moderation. Feed yourself good. Feed yourself good vibes and good energy. Feed your soul. Feed your mind. Feed your mental, your spiritual. You gotta feed on all good facets of your foundation. Like I saw in my earlier episode. I think it's episode 2 or 3. The 4 pillars we got, the foundations, your mental, your spiritual, your physical, and your emotional. You got to feed those things off at the same time, same equal facets, so you have a good balance. I'm going to end my podcast. In all my other podcasts, we are all stars. Y'all have starlight potential, starlight energy, stardust in us. All the electrons, protons, neutrons, the atoms that all collide and stars and our bodies are always fusing. That's made up, and they found that in stars. You have star energy, star potential in you. Do not let anybody kill your shine. Peace, love. Y'all be easy.